Go back. Explain what happened with Hunter, though. People, are you saying people got their bets in, and then because of the trade, it got voided, or what happened?
Some people, you know, probably got it in before the trade, because there was speculation that he could go that high in the top five. His over-under draft position was 5.5. So, you know, 50% chance he goes in the top five, 50% chance he doesn't. But what happened was, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski, he's the you know, lead guy for the NBA for ESPN. He broke the news of the trade that Atlanta would move up to 4. And also when he broke the news, he said, hey, Atlanta's eyeing DeAndre Hunter to take it the number 4 spot. So what a lot of people did at that particular point is they saw that tweet from Woj, and they went to their sports books, whether it be offshore or stateside, and started betting DeAndre Hunter props, you know, that he would go that high because there was an expectation that he might not. So I guess some sports books in faraway places, you know, took the void of those bets because they thought it was insider information. I think that's just wrong. I mean, that's just bettors. You know, whenever they don't void bets when there's a quarterback injury and you jump on that news prior to a book change in the odds. I just thought it was a despicable act by the sportsbooks that they voided some of those bets. It's not like people were able to get down thousands and thousands of dollars on an NBA draft prop.
Brad Powers, BradPowerSports.com with us. And again, we will let you know how you can get all of his information. Roundman says, please ask Brad what the odds would be of Clemson not winning the ACC championship.
Well, it's certainly plus money. I've seen at certain places. I haven't seen any conference odds here in Vegas yet, but I've seen them in Jersey. I've seen a few offshore. And Clemson's like minus anywhere between minus 300 and minus 400 to win the ACC. And if I was just doing the take back on that, I mean, personally, me, I would say the odds are like 5-1. I think there's a much greater than 80% chance of Clemson winning the ACC. So the take back for me would be right around the 5-1 if I was running a book. So it's the biggest disparity that I've probably seen in a Power 5 conference, Bill. Right now in a neutral field, in my own power ratings, I would have Clemson at least 17 points better than anybody else in the ACC.
So the next closest team would be 17 points, and then after that it deteriorates.
Yeah, then it only gets worse. It only gets
correct.
Bigger from that point forward. And you know, who is that number two ACC team? Is it Miami? Is it Florida State? Is it Virginia Tech? Regardless of who it is, none of them are in the top 20 in my power ratings. So you go from having Clemson being, you know, almost historically good, them in Alabama right now, as far as a power rating, and then the second-place team in the ACC is not even the top 20. So, yeah, huge disparity there, and I'd be absolutely stunned if Clemson didn't make it to the playoffs for a sixth straight year.
I'll tell you who it is based on the most recent season. It's Syracuse. Now, what happens here, who knows, but Syracuse plays them straight up. Heck, they're 1-1 against them last 2 years. They're not afraid of them.
You're right, Bill. And we do have a line on their game. Remember, it's insert.
Right.
It's in the Carrier Dome. It is, you know, going to be a primetime game on ABC. But with all that said, the line on that game, and it's an early season game. I think it's week 3. Clemson's an 18.5 point favorite on the road, meaning that Clemson would be 21.5 or a little bit even more than that on a neutral.
Wow. Rob in the 210. This is a good question. He says, ask Brad how he bets at FanDuel Sportsbook. Do you fly to Jersey, he asks, or does a member of your syndicate that's in Jersey place the bet for you?
Rob, let me first preface this by saying betting across state lines is illegal, and I could go to jail for it. So certainly, you know, one of my betting syndicate teams is a part of that, and I am not flying with my private jet across country from time to time. So I just want to make that quite clear. Just got a guy, you know, one of my betting teams, I bet for him, he bets for me, and we'll just leave it at that in case someone's listening.
I understand. Is how many people have it set up where you have somebody who can bet for you? Is that common or?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's common for guys that do it for a living.
Right.
It obviously hasn't been that common here until Jersey's become so prominent in the last year, Bill. So before that, I mean, with Nevada, just a couple of years ago when Nevada was the only state, I mean, you couldn't do it, obviously, stateside. You'd have to have, guys that would, maybe guys had accounts in offshore places and you used them, kind of as runners. But, you know, we're kind of in uncharted territory here as far as we have some states that you can bet, some states you can't. So it's kind of, there's a gray area when it comes to the laws.
Yeah, when we finally get you here someday, you're going to have to download our app. Man, we're getting big time around here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, when does that app go? July 1st?
I have no idea. You know more about that than me, and you're in Vegas, so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that all goes down because, I mean, Tennessee's kind of at the forefront because there are no brick-and-mortar casinos in that state. So I'll be very interested to see how that goes down.
Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch territory is a big Kentucky fan. He says, ask Brad about his Wildcats, Kentucky, and the chances of finishing high in the SEC East. He says, I'm holding out hope for a second place behind the Dogs.
Yeah, I'm at a high on Kentucky this year. And obviously, look, Stoops is doing a really good job there. They're off their best season in four decades, and it's because of outliers, best season in four decades. And how about two of the best players in the history of the school, the all-time leading rusher on offense, Benny Snell, and then on defense, you know, arguably one of the most talented defenders in all of college football last year, Josh Allen, who goes in the top five in the NFL draft. You just don't replace. Look, most schools you don't replace. Even your blue blood schools, you don't replace talent like that, let alone the fact it's Kentucky. So, a Kentucky team that won 10 games a year ago, looking at Kentucky's schedule, I think they got, a somewhat tricky game in the opener against Toledo. If they're not ready for that one, that could be very close. Ask Arkansas a few years back who lost a game to Toledo. Florida at home is a game that Florida's now, a significant favorite over Kentucky in the game of the year markets for that game. So Kentucky would be a home underdog there. At Mississippi State, a dog. At South Carolina, a dog. At Georgia, an underdog role there. So after that tough, start to the season, it certainly eases up. They'll be a considerable favorite in their last three games and maybe even a favorite in their last five games. So after a tough start, I think the Wildcats will finish strong. But when you add it all up, I'm looking at Kentucky's win total more in the 7-win range. So I think they go from 10-3 to like 7-5 this year.
Brad, we're going to take you to the break. Tell everybody how they can get your information.
BradPowerSports.com. Go to that website, top of the page. You click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, you can download past issues of my newsletter for free, including, and we're talking week one lines, game of the year lines. I got all that information and more right now. You can download it for free. You like what you see, you want to sign up for the season, $69 is your price. Well, make sure you go to BradPowerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab, top of the page.
All right, Southern Steak and Oyster, we'll get the break just down the way from the Palatial Omni Nashville Hotel.
Wrecks on the I-40 East exit to Charlotte Avenue and on Vantage Way toward Rosa Parks Boulevard. I-65 traffic is stalled southbound, starting all the way on Highway 76, not clearing till Bethel Road. Still clearing a wreck on 24 East in Jolton near Union Hill Road. 440 is slow eastbound from a collision just before Nolensville Pike. Smashville Moving Company. Moving, hauling, cleaning, no job is too big. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Haul, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
CBD delivered right to your door. Thanks to Ease. Ease has a carefully chosen selection of quality CBD offerings, lotions, patches, creams, and even CBD products for your pet, all designed to fit your lifestyle and delivered right to you. So take the guesswork out of CBD with Ease. For a wide selection of CBD products and great values, go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. EAZEwellness.com.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Vrabel, you're going to know who's in charge when he's around. You understand what I'm saying?
If you cut him, he would bleed footballs. He is football through and through and through. I bet he can bench press more than half his football team.
Wasn't he down at the Senior Bowl working the sled?
He was. Yeah. I guess at USC, he knocked a guy down. Or
it's a good story.
Exactly right, man.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning and then mostly sunny in the afternoon with your high at 90. Overnight, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a low at 72. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WSNR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Seven Second Oyster on this Friday. Brad Powers out in Vegas with us. Brad, we've got a thing on the show that we call the Chalky Five. It's literally a division of teams. It's Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma. That's the Chalky Five. That's way better than the P5 when you consider the Pac-12's not even helping out any right now, so we call that the P4. But the Chalky Five, Brad, the five teams I listed, if there's a team out there, any league, that could penetrate that top five, who would it be?
You had Ohio State in there?
Did I skip them? Ohio State should be in there. I shouldn't have skipped them.
I thought you mentioned Ohio State, and I was just isolated.
Maybe
probably,
I did.
I mean, I hate to say this, but I mean, because they've been such a disappointment, and he's never been able to break through. But I'd Michigan probably just because of the schedule this year. I mean, getting Notre Dame, Michigan State, and Ohio State all at home. Although, I mean, they have tough road games against Wisconsin and Penn State. But I just think – Michigan would be most likely to break into that bunch, followed by maybe Florida. It would be my second team just because, you know, if they can beat Georgia, and right now the Gators are right around a five-point dog in that one, I think they could break through and at least get to the SEC championship game. But, I mean, right now Michigan's favored in all 12 of their games. I mean, they're a four-point favorite against the Buckeyes in Ann Arbor. So I think that at least looking at it, you know, from a mathematical standpoint, Michigan probably has the best chance to break through out of those five.
Here's a theory I have about Michigan. When it comes to their passionate fan base, which they have one, they got a big fan base, but to date, I haven't been doing the all or nothing thing with Harbaugh. And I'm still not as far as his job security. They're not going to fire him, no matter what, this year. But as far as the fan base is concerned, Brad, the believers, with everybody saying this has got to be their year, schedule sets up, the personnel sets up, it's the year. if they don't do it this year, I don't think they're going to have many believers, including the diehard Michigan fans who are with Harbaugh no matter what. If you don't get it done, what would this be, 5 years in the year that everybody says you're supposed to get it done and you're favored in every game, nobody's going to believe you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, defying getting it done, beating the Buckeyes, Bill.
Correct, winning the Big Ten. They don't have to win the national championship,
but
you've got to win that game.
And I haven't been as harsh on Harbaugh as some. I think he's done a decent job. I mean, he inherited a team that didn't top, it only topped 8 wins, I think, one time in their previous 6 years prior to him getting there, and he's done it 3 out of 4 years so far. And I think he's been a little unfortunate. I'll just use 2 games. 2015, obviously, a punter dropping a snap. I mean, that's another win under his belt in the Michigan State debacle. And then, a foot away from beating the Buckeyes in Columbus in 2016. You change those 2 results, and I think it's a much different storyline when the narrative around his program right now in those 2 games. But, nonetheless, I mean, the 62-39 last year was completely unacceptable, especially considering Michigan was favored in the game. I think he needs to beat Ohio State this year. That game's at home. Urban Meyer's no longer on the sidelines on the other side. That's about as must-win as it gets, regardless of what happens in the Notre Dame and Michigan State games. If he can get to 10-2 and one of those wins is a win over Ohio State, I think he'd be fine.
Correct. Yeah, they don't have to win a natty because I think their fan base realizes they're not good enough to do that. But you got to win that game for the first time since Luke Fickell was coaching the other team, right? 2011. And what is it like 15 of the last 16 years they've lost that game? It's something
I think
like
it's
that.
14-1. And
is it? Okay.
It'd be interesting to see if Tressel was on the sideline instead of Fickell. It might be 15-0. That's amazing to me, Bill.
I know. And something that ought to be 50-50, that is absolutely amazing. And, of course, the most recent look was awful. They got blown out. So, boy, other than Michigan, Brad, and I don't really point to anybody out west. I don't see that yet. Anybody, Texas, LSU, would they be close to penetrating the Chalky Five?
Yeah, from a power ratings aspect, and that's, who would it be favored over who on a neutral field? It's not an AP poll vote, and that's, the difference. My power ratings is all about who would be favored over who. I'm not plugging it into a schedule, but I think it's LSU. Well, who is favored on the road in Texas, a Texas team that everyone loves this year? The problem is the rest of the schedule. When you plug in, factor in the Texas game, it's just slightly above 50% chance LSU wins that game. And then you got games against Florida, at Mississippi State, at Alabama, where LSU is a 2-touchdown-plus underdog in that one. I think from a power ratings aspect, it's LSU. But even with that said, season win totals 9, 9.5 for them. I think Ed Orgeron, if he gets them to 10 wins this year, is still doing a pretty good job there. In Baton Rouge, I'd be shocked if they, broke through and got there just because of the schedule. But I'll tell you, if they're playing, a Clemson schedule, it'd be a slam dunk. I'd say, hey, LSU's got a really good chance of going 11-1, 12-0 this year.
I'm assuming you're too busy and you have not heard the Zach Smith podcast, correct?
Yeah, have not. You asked me about it last week. I probably should have tuned in a little bit. He was talking about, ranking the coaches in the Big Ten you were asking me about last week.
Yeah, he had Harbaugh number 10. And he had Ryan Day number 2. Ryan Day number 2, Harbaugh number 10. Anyways, on the most recent, this is episode 6, and I do not search out podcasts. I do not have time for it. I'm sure there are lots of good ones out there. I do not have the time. And look, I do this, a million hours a week for the last 30 years? So I'm not looking for audio. You know what I mean? I'm just not.
Yep.
So, anyways, having said that, I've listened to all 6 episodes. They're about an hour long. And on the most recent one, he says, and he's trying to say he's got the scoop here, about the Urban Meyer and Southern Cal what if. Everybody's floating that out there. We have no idea if that'll ever happen. But he says that here's his source. You ready, Brad? He's got a buddy He lives in, and you know that geography. You're an Ohio guy. He says, I'm from Dublin. That's where I've been. That's where my family is. I'm a Dublin, Ohio guy. Urban Meyer lives in Dublin. He says, so a lot of us know each other's business. He says, I've got a guy, not really a friend, a guy I know at the post office in Dublin, place you've probably been, Brad. He said, he tells me, his source at the Dublin post office, that this guy says that Urban Meyer is getting certified mail from Southern Cal. That's his source. That's it. That's what you're missing, Brad, by not listening to this.
Yeah.
Right now. So let me ask you this. If Southern Cal is in secret, at least, you know, feeling out talks with Urban Meyer, you think they're doing it by certified mail through the Dublin post office?
No. No, not. And who goes by mail anymore? I mean, are you kidding me? You can't do it. Online or anything. I mean, who mails that? What I mean, is it like a recruit type thing? Obviously not very believable. But I mean, I'll say this, Bill. I you know, if you're asking me what are the chances of Urban Meyer being, you know, the USC head coach in 2020, I think those chances are greater than 0%. I do think there is some chance. That he's the head coach there. So it's funny, and we like to make fun of all that. I'd be a little surprised, but I wouldn't be absolutely shocked or stunned if he's coaching in L.A. next year.
We've talked about this too, Brad, this week. Really constructive conversation. You think about Urban Meyer. Not only does he deliver when he takes the next job, everywhere he's been, on an incredible Hall of Fame level, he delivers. But he also understands timing. And nobody ever talks about this. When he took the Florida job, Ron Zook couldn't coach him. He had a lot of talent that he had developed there. All they needed was the right love, the right coach. And I'm a Zooker guy. He's a friend of mine, but Zooker couldn't take him where they needed to be. Second year, Urban Meyer's winning a natty. Fourth year, he wins one. Fifth year, he's good enough in 09 to win another one. Timing. Also, somebody pointed out to me, he's also really good at getting out. Because when it was time to leave Florida so quickly, culturally, he lost that team. Bunch of outlaws in there. You got one guy who killed people and then killed himself in jail, and then you got the Joiner guy who now has been charged with murder. And that was along with other guys like Percy Harvin, who tried to beat up one of the assistant coaches in a film session, which is documented. It's well known. It's a fact. So he'd lost him culturally. The other thing, Brad, is he'd lost his quarterback, Tim Tebow. And they had the Brantley kid who they could not plug in to do a damn thing. They didn't have any quarterbacks. So it was Will Muschamp comes in and has to deal with this, and it's not good. Culturally, he had to deal with the locker room, and he had to deal with eroding personnel, particularly at quarterback. So he gets out of there, and, of course, there's a health consideration too. Think about this. Sweater vest gets run at Ohio State. It's bad timing, so they give it to Luke Fickell. Luke Fickell can't keep the job. We all know that. He loses to Michigan. So they go get Urban Meyer. Perfect timing, Brad. Think of perfect timing. Not only, think about it. Year one, he's 12-0. He wins a natty a couple of years later, Brad. And then towards the end, you have the whole snit. You have the Zach Smith thing. He hates that President Drake guy, so they can't coexist either. And he beats Michigan 7 in a row. So his timing, Brad, and all these stuff, here's what I'm asking you, though. Let's say Helton underachieves again and they're 8-4, whatever it is, and they got to go get a new guy. Could there be a better time ever than for Urban Meyer to take that job?
Probably not, because, I will say this. USC on the recruiting front has left a little bit to be desired, although – yeah, I guess you got to factor in, did Chris Steele now, and then Brew McCoy, and their recruiting ranking for this year's class would obviously go through the roof there, up several spots. But I mean, certainly, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity in the Pac-12, even with Chris Peterson doing a solid job up there in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, at least Mario Cristobal's recruiting well. But I mean, college will. Me personally, I want Urban Meyer at SC. College football needs. SC, one of the LA schools, to be really good. I mean, it would just be good for college football. So, I certainly the timing would make sense on those fronts. And oh yeah, by the way, I mean if we're all doing the speculating, I mean he's going to be sitting right next to Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush every Saturday this fall in L.A. So in the Fox pregame shows. So yeah, it wouldn't be too bad. I know Notre Dame fans wouldn't like it too much.
No. Now here's another item, and then we'll get the break. We've yet to have a $10 million guy. Dabo's the recent one. He's 9 and change, whatever it is. Saban somewhere in there. Maybe with additions, they are $10 million. But listed as $10 million coaches, that's what you do. If you're going after Urban Meyer, you got to go big, right? I mean, you've got to stroke that ego, and you've got to have it in headlines in the L.A. Times, first $10 million guy. You got to do it. That's how you go.
I agree with
that. You know, maybe Shelly Meyer says we're not doing it. I don't care what the money is, but I'm telling you, that's how you have to go get him.
No question about it. But, is SC the school that's willing to do that? I'm not sure. I mean, they haven't had a great track record hiring coaches here since like 1980. So, and then, you know, the one guy that did work out, Pete Carroll, I would say panned that hire when it was first announced. I mean, there was not a lot of joyous celebrations when Pete Carroll was hired there back in, 2000.
Okay, here's what we got to do. We got to get the bottom of the hour here. Brad's with us out in Vegas, bradpowersports.com. We are at the Southern Steak and Oyster, just across the way from the Omni Nashville Hotel.
I-24 East on the East Bank is slammed. Watch for a wreck with injuries around Shelby Avenue and a wreck on Dickerson Pike at Briley East. Wrecks on I-40 East, the exit to Charlotte Avenue near the West Loop. I-65 traffic is painfully slow southbound in Goodlettsville between Highway 76 and Bethel Road. A collision on 24 East on Whites Creek Pike. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is the sound of the two new Reese's Lovers Blizzard treats being made at DQ. But it's not what they really sound like. Listen closer. That's the sound of the extra chocolate in the Reese's Chocolate Lovers Blizzard treat. Or maybe more peanut butter is your thing in the Reese's Peanut Butter Lovers Blizzard treat. And whether you pick chocolate or peanut butter, your favorite Blizzard treats just got happier. DQ, happy tastes good at participating locations.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I love my community, and as a doting dad...
Daddy's home!
A devoted son...
There you are, Joe!
And a good neighbor...
Hey, man!
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Braves are rolling, and we've already shown the East that it's going to be a big year for Atlanta.
High fly to right field. That one's got a chance. That one is gone. It's a chop shot.
Tonight, the Braves hit the road for a huge division battle as they roll into Nationals Ballpark to take on the Washington Nationals.
Coverage begins tonight at 5:50 on your home for the Atlanta Braves baseball, Nashville Sports Radio.
We'll be right back.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Well, out of Vegas is Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. Bill King from the Southern Steak and Oyster right here in the same neighborhood with the Omni. Here's a question for you, Brad. Hawkeye Jason says, what about week one? Missouri at Wyoming. Mizzou is favored by 14.5. He asks, is there still value for Missouri in that game? He says, that seems quite high.
Yeah, I like Missouri there, even at that number. I get it. You know, people get scared of it's a unique travel spot. You're playing in the highest elevation. I get all that. But the reality is Barry Odom's a good bully. When they've been a double-digit favorite in his tenure, and they've been so 11 times. He's won all 11 games. He's covered 9 of the 11 games. Average cover is by 2 touchdowns per game. So they're exceeding Vegas' expectations as a double-digit favorite by 2 touchdowns per game. And the average score in those games is like 55-16. So when he gets an opportunity to put one on a team, he does. I mean, last year, they beat Wyoming by 4 touchdowns. And really, the box score said it should have been worse. I mean, they outgained Wyoming by 350 yards. So that usually says, you know, a lot more than just a 4 touchdown win. You know, Kelly Bryant will want to, you know, prove something, at least have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder in that first game. I like the surrounding talent. Roundtree at running backs, one of the more underrated guys. 4 of their top 5 receivers are back. You know, looking at the defense, the leading tacklers back for them. And then on the flip side, you know, Wyoming lost a lot of their best players. So it's also a little bit of a fade against Wyoming, who's been overmatched against some Power 5 teams at home last couple of years. They lose 49-13 against Oregon as a 2-touchdown underdog 2 years ago. And then, you know, last year at as a home dog against Washington State, they lose 41-19. So they've been overmatched. And obviously from a personnel aspect, you know, even that Oregon team, keep in mind, was coming off a losing season. So I think Missouri's personnel is better than Oregon or Washington State from the last couple of years talent-wise. I mean, Wyoming loses Nico Evans at running back, their top 2 receivers. You know, they arguably 2 or 3 of their best defensive players. Yeah, as you can tell, Bill, I like Missouri quite a bit. I bet Missouri in that game. Now, it was at 14. 14's being kind of a key number, but I like it up to 17. So, you know, if you're looking for the first Bob Steakhouse of the 2019 season, that would be it.
So, and did you get it at 14, or did you get the hook?
Oh, yeah, I got it at 14 and gave it out to all my VIP customers at 14. So, I mean, that's a VIP pick right there on Missouri. One of my, you know, few that I've given out so far in week one.
And you're not betting the College World Series at all, right? That's what you told me.
I am not. And just, you know, this has been the first year that multiple sports books in Vegas have actually offered some odds. Now, you know, most of the time, you can't, if it's just a regular season Vanderbilt game, more than likely you can't get down on that game. So that's why I don't bother. Now, when it comes to the World Series, there's been individual games that have been available, and obviously all your future odds, who's going to win the national championship, those have been available. But, again, even with that being said, Bill, you know, I have like 14 different books here that I check in the state of Vegas, and maybe 2 or 3 actually have odds on them.
I think that's going to be a thing in the future. I'm not suggesting it will rival the NFL, college football, the NBA, all that, but I think it's going to become mainstream with all the TV coverage and everything else. I'd say in the future, I don't know if you can walk up and get $10,000 on a game, but I bet you it'll be readily available.
Yeah, I would guess that at least, you know, it'll grow. Now, you know, you bring up a good point. Right now, I think, and I've asked a couple of sports books that have been dealing at the sports book operators there, and, you know, nickels and dimes. So you can only get 500 and maybe 1,000 if you're lucky on these games.